In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the 13th verse of chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. And now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. At the end of chapter 12, Paul had urged his readers to desire the greater gifts. And then he says, love is the greatest. In that list is the word faith. For Lutherans, this is perhaps a stressful passage where love is lifted over faith. It's worthy of some exploration. Faith, great. Hope, great. Love, the greatest. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Faith is great. Faith trusts the word and the promise of God. Faith is persuaded that God has power to do what he promises. Indeed, in Christ, God prepared our salvation, and faith accepts the work of Christ as proclaimed in the gospel. Faith is a gift. Believing becomes a way of life for those who live in Christ. Now, those who have no faith would trust their own outward deeds before God in the hope that these deeds, which look slightly better than those around them, would make a difference. They rely on what they can do. They say they don't need faith. But faith counts. It counts on what Christ has done. And by faith, we are at peace with God. Someday soon, we will enjoy even eternity in God's presence. And there, our faith will turn to pure adoration. Faith, great. Hope, great. Love, the greatest. Hope waits patiently. Hope is great. Hope does not see its object. Hope can't control any factors. Hope is like an anchor, focused, locked on God. It is a gift. When God gives hope, he will maintain it. We could call hope the anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. Now, the devil would chop us free from hope, let us float about in the winds of life, fearing the turbulence around us. And hopeless, we would be sorry targets for his temptations and easy victims for his lies about self-help. He would say, enjoy today's pleasure, tomorrow will take it all away. Abandon such hopeless ways. Hope rather in Christ. With him, there is redemption and there is a future with God. And finally, in heaven, hope will be fulfilled in its purpose and it will no longer be needed. Faith, great. Hope, great. Love, the greatest. Now, Paul speaks here of a special kind of love, an agape love that is free and unmerited love. An object of such love has no goodness that makes it lovable. It is pure love, choosing objects freely out of mercy. Now, the flesh never loves like this. It is too turned into itself, too selfish, too making a deal in exchanging benefits of love. Such love we need to abandon. Pure agape love is a gift. To love like this, you actually have to become a new creature. And since God is love, his perfect love sent his own son to a cross in our place. And by the message of this cross, God draws us to this godly love and transforms us into loving beings who are made able to love others this way, those in need and those who have nothing to give back. In Christ, then, we are made able to love God and to love our neighbor. And it reflects this perfect self-giving love that God has. And this love moves through creation and is fulfilled, and we love God into eternity. And so we sang, to God all glory, praise, and love be now and ever given. Paul's right. These are gifts worth desiring. Faith great, hope great, love the greatest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.